Jay, at the risk of asking a vague question, how do you consider when Alshon is open?
It's a pretty vague question. You know, if it's man to man, you know it's man to man. There's no safety at the top. It's a pretty good chance that, you know, he's going to give you a fighting chance to catch the ball.
The touchdown throw you made to him in Detroit, if you can remember that back that far, what makes that a throw you make?
You know, it was zone. I just knew I just had to hold the safety, just give him a chance to work the underneath coverage. And then you put it up high enough, you know, it's either going to be him or probably skate out the back of the end zone. So in a situation like that, I feel pretty good giving him a shot.
What kind of impact does it have on the offense to have all the guys, all the receivers healthy now in terms of play calling, confidence, and anything else?
It helps. I mean, anytime you can get you know, your crew back together and the guys that you feel comfortable with, it's going to make it's going to make Adam's job easier. It's going to make me more comfortable. At this point now, we just got to put it together and find a way to improve on in red zone and you know, keep limiting our turnovers as much as possible.
So you get those guys back, but the offensive line pretty beat up. I mean, what's the level of concern as you head into this week?
You know, Slaw's done it before, so we've had him in there, so we'll feel good about that. Pat's coming back. You know, it's kind of rotating up there. Whoever's up there, that's kind of who we're going to go with. So, no, I got confidence in them. I know our game plan will help them out some, and I know that at the end of the week, we'll have it out.
How would you describe your relationship with Gase as opposed or compared to past offensive coordinators you've had here?
You know, every relationship's different. Every relationship's different with every person. I have a comfort level with Adam. I've known Adam for a long time. I've known Dal for a long time. So we have that going for us. And then I just think he does a really good job. I mean, I think the whole offensive staff does a really good job of making sure that each week we have what we need to be successful. And I think we do a really good job of adjusting in-game and coming up with solutions for some of the problems we see.
Is your input more or less or about the same?
About the same. I've never really got overly involved in a lot of that stuff. I mean, throughout my entire career, here, they might ask a few more questions, but as far as game planning and stuff, you know, the quarterback room, we come up with some suggestions throughout the week. We work with some protection stuff throughout the week, but for the most part, those guys are doing a lot of that stuff.
It may not matter to you, but you ever talk to him about what it was like dealing with Peyton Manning and what, you know, what types of things that, you know, maybe you could learn from that process?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, whenever he first got here, he kind of went through the relationship with Peyton and how it kind of worked throughout the week and the off season and what Peyton liked, what Peyton didn't like. I mean, you're talking about a lot of experience there and a lot of success. So I think Adam had a good feel and picked his brain pretty clean, you know, the last 3 years, and it's kind of been able to help me too.
Jay, after scoring 34 against the Lions, what's the biggest advantage of the bye week for the offense? Is it just a matter of getting healthy, or are the things the coaching staff saw in self-scouting that can enhance your preparation?
We're such a young offense, we're still kind of figuring it out. And defensively, we're still kind of learning about ourselves and who we are and what direction we want to go and what guys do best. So, you know, we did look at ourselves. We look at certain situations in the game, what we're running, strong, weak, those type of things. But getting everyone healthy, I mean, I think that was probably the biggest key for us.
You guys have been in some down-with-the-wire situations week after week. Do you anticipate that again with as stingy as the Vikings are?
They're a tough defense. You know, third down, they're extremely tough. First and second down, you know, they're not slouches either. They're able to get in, jump in some stuff that presents a lot of problems for us. And with the offensive line being the way it is, we're going to have to make sure our communication is on point. And hopefully the guys on the outside can make some plays for us.
Jeff can become their franchise's passing touchdowns leader Sunday if you're one off in time. You think about any of
that stuff? No. That's the first part of it, and that's probably the last I'll think about it. You know, we're just trying to get the 3 wins right now.
Jay, what has Jermon Bushrod meant to you since he arrived here?
You know, he's been steady. You know exactly where you're going to get out of the guy. You know, it's unfortunate with the injuries and kind of how it's panned out for him. But, you know, hopefully we can get him back.
You played with a variety of different left tackles of varied ability over the years. What do you need from a left tackle?
You just want, I mean, everyone out here, you just want consistency. You know, you want consistency. That's the name of the game. You're going to have all different skill levels. You're going to have all different strengths and weaknesses in all players. But as long as you're consistent and you know what you're going to get each down and each day, you can work with that.
How is Bush measured up to that?
I think he's a standard of consistency. You know exactly what you're going to get out of him. He's a true pro. Each and every day he comes to work, he's trying to get better. And you know, at the end of the day, he's going to have your back.
What's it been like?
Adrian Peterson did a lot of attention, especially coming to Emerson against you guys a couple of years. But where do you put Matt Forte in the realm of running backs in the NFL?
He's got to be up there. I mean, I wouldn't trade him for anybody else. I know he's a three down back. I mean, you don't have to take him out of the game. And he does so much protection wise. He does so much in the passing game for him. We can line him up in all different scenarios for us, all different sets, and he gets the job done. So he's kind of a security blanket for us.
Jay, specifically with Harrison Smith on the back end of their defense, with his versatility, what does he lend to that defense?
He does a lot. Like you said, he's versatile. He can play too high. He can get off the hash, cover sideline to sideline. He mans up on tight ends, and then he's one of their key blitzers. He can get down in the box, and he comes off the edge a lot. He comes up the middle, so he's a guy you kind of have to keep your eye on and know where he's at because they line him up in a lot of different spots.
Jay, what's it been like for you to work with this version of Eddie Royal compared to the one obviously earlier in career in Denver?
Yeah. I mean, we're all a little bit older. Maybe not as fast and a little bit wiser, but Eddie does a great job out there. I think he knows coverages a lot better than he did when we were in Denver. He's still dynamic on the inside, or on the outside. On the inside, I think he's grown a lot. He wasn't that type of player whenever we had him in Denver, but now you can line him up inside. He understands defenses, how to get open, two-man, three. I mean, he understands it all. So we need to find ways to get him the ball more, actually.
And how does Minnesota's A-gap looks and pressure specifically affect you as a quarterback?
Yeah, greatly.
How's that different than what some other teams do?
I think they're kind of the pinnacle of the AA in the NFL right now because they show eight up and they can bring four to a side. There's other teams that do it that you can handle it with the back and the line. These guys, you have to incorporate a lot of different stuff. Because 22 comes, the two inside guys come, the nickel comes, and they got every combination. And with Chad in there and some of those other linebackers, they do a good job of knowing where the points are, knowing who the mic is, and getting themselves in the best possible scenario for their defense. So you got to be on it. You kind of have to play a little bit game with them and show them a lot of different things. Hopefully we can run the ball a little bit, get ourselves in third and manageable, and kind of limit that some.
But how much does that put on your center, whoever it's going to be?
It is stressful on them. It is stressful on them. Because there's going to be a lot of communication up front this week with the different looks that they show. The AA that was just talked about. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough on them. So whoever it is, I mean, I've got faith that we can definitely work it out.
Back to Gase, you said you talked about Manning. You ever talked to Manning about him?
No, I haven't talked to Peyton about him. That's probably something for after the season. Peyton's worried about Coops and what they got going on.